This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I think that's a really funny story. You put your name and your cell phone number down, and then you just didn't answer the phone when the restaurant called you and said your table's ready.
Yeah, because that's...
Did you wind up getting a table? Did you go up and
I
go,
did,
oh, I
did.
Screwed up.
But I decline phone calls at least like twice an hour. Every day, right?
Yeah. Twice
constantly.
An hour?
Yeah, I get some at work. I get some at 9 p.m. Like, who calls at 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
Super
Did you put
annoying.
Your phone on silent at the end of the day?
I don't. I put it on vibrate and I leave it there. So if I'm awake, I can hear it.
Oh, I don't want that because it just wakes me up and I'm like, oh, who's texting? And then, God forbid, one of those family threads gets going. I'm like, oh my God, hide alerts from this forever. Jesus.
Damn.
Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Where was DRE when we worked there?
That was in Huntingdon Park.
Huntingdon Park.
Huntingdon.
I looked up Ballykinwood just to...
Yeah, that's
it's just outside the city. All right.
Wasn't it Huntingdon?
I don't know. I'm looking it up and I'm tripping because I know we worked in Philly.
Well, we were solidly outside Philly. Yeah. I mean, it was quite a drive to get in. Where'd you wind up living?
Jenkintown.
Jenkintown.
Jenkintown
is
it.
That's what it was.
I found it.
Funny.
I don't remember where I lived. I didn't live there long enough to ever even get mail there.
Yeah. I lived in Wayne, which was so far from the station. I don't know what I was thinking.
There's a look at radio. I got there and I was fired within 3 months. Man. I hadn't even moved any kind of mail into the house that, because the first month I lived in the old folks' home.
Right.
Was that the place where the guy was waiting for you in the rocking chair every time you got home?
That was the old folks' home was the place where people kept getting stuck in elevators. That was frightening.
Yeah. That was right next door, though, so you could at least jump out a window and come to work.
Right. Except I drove anyway.
Yeah, and got in an accident the first day.
No, you know what I'm talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes, the place where I lived, the landlord lived there, and he was the guy who would be sitting in the house.
Under his big portrait of Reagan. With his lit cigarette in the dark.
In the dark, waiting
and
for
Vinny
to come home.
Vinny lived like in the attic. And
Vinny would run up the stairs, what he'd see.
Wait, and wouldn't the guy put pamphlets underneath your door?
NRA pamphlets. Oh, he'd shove them Republican-like stuff under the door.
Was he like a dentist who worked out of his house,
out
too?
Out of his house.
Oh, wow, look at us remembering
crazy.
Everything.
I know. Well, listen, you're only there for 2 months, but those are two crazy effing months.
You lived with that guy for 2 months?
Oh, I know. I lived with him for the whole 6 months, or what I should say, 5 months. I was in the old folks' home for a month before I found
him. But they fired us and made us continue to work there I think we found out at the end of November.
We were fired at 3 months, and then we continued through November, December, and January.
Yep.
And we started here in February.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a union station? Doesn't sound like a union.
It was not a union station.
No.
But it was kind of good to have a job looking for a job. And it got really funny as we were all sending out tapes trying to get another job in radio. And
I started putting up all my refusals on the wall.
It was hilarious.
Jack Daniels in North Carolina told me no.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man. How am I going to get out of here?
Was Jack Daniels the name of a station?
No,
it was the
program
director.
Oh.
Named himself Jack Daniels.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Everybody has a funny name in radio. I mean, come on. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans. Your way. Low rate, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. Rest in peace, Tim Conway. Kids, look up Tim Conway and watch some of his classic bits today if you have a chance. He was part of an amazing ensemble on the Carol Burnett Show. That's probably what he's best known for. Throughout the 70s, that show just never disappointed.
I loved him so much. And, you know, one of the things that I only later got to see, because I was a little kid when that show was on.
Yeah.
So I saw that show and loved their sketch humor. I never saw SNL, so I didn't know that there was a lot of that and that right. it could be, you know, racier or whatever.
Right. Yeah, so, it was very family
but,
show.
But seeing Tim Conway made me think that would be the best job in the world to be a comedy sketch artist.
Right. He was great. The whole crew, though, was absolutely great. And this morning we spent earlier we spent some time, played some bits. Would you be able to find that elephant bit somebody said would be a good radio translation?
I don't think it translates.
Okay.
I'm listening
just
to
doesn't,
it right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Never mind.
It's very
good. Yeah, no worries. So, kids, you know him as Barnacle Boy. I think it's Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy on SpongeBob SquarePants. In later years, he had success with Dorf. I guess he was also on Scooby-Doo and the Christian video series, Hermie and Friends.
Whoa.
Do you know Hermie and Friends?
Hermie and Friends? Yeah. No, I know VeggieTales.
Yeah, VeggieTales. I didn't know that was Christian stuff until my babysitter brought it over. My kids, you know, I sat down, I was watching it with my kids. I'm like, oh my God, get this off.
Oh my God.
You took it off?
Yeah, I'm like.
You got rid of it?
Christian propaganda with vegetables. Like, come on. Stop it.
Oh my God.
No.
Was she totally insulted?
No, no, no. This was after she you know, it was like a gift to them and she
is
brought
this
it
Susie?
Over.
Susie?
Yeah, Susie. Oh my gosh, so Christian.
She is?
Oh yeah. Yep.
Amen.
In fact, I think for Riley's second or third Christmas, she got him baby's first Bible. I'm like, well, that's
Susie
so
did?
Sweet.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you got rid of it.
Well, I don't have it still. I don't know what happened to it. I'm sure I was like, dropped it right in the Goodwill bag.
Oh, my God.
I burned it in the backyard. No, I didn't.
God.
Anyway, back to Tim Conway. He has died at 85. We had heard this morning that he's been suffering from dementia and actually underwent some kind of a surgery maybe a year ago, September, and hasn't even been able to speak since then. So rest in peace. Thanks for everything. Tim Conway, most famous from the Carol Burnett Show, but was on McHale's Navy and has done plenty of other stuff as well. Okay, it's time to play a game.
Oh, a game?
Vinny, all this week I've been telling you about all the brand new shows that are coming to TV and the shows that are leaving TV forever. It's time for Yes or BS. I'm going to give you a statement and you decide, yeah, it's true or no, it's total BS.
Okay, so this is about upcoming shows.
This is about shows that are going away.
Oh.
So this week, Veep ends. It ended this past Sunday. The Big Bang Theory ends tomorrow night. Game of Thrones ends this weekend. Like, those series are coming to
an
end.
I say yes to all those.
Yeah, those are all. Well, those aren't.
I win!
That's not what the
game
is.
Give me $5!
So the topic is series finales. Series finales. The end of an entire series. You have to guess if these five finales are in the top five most watched finales of all time, according to Nielsen. I'll give you the name, and you tell me yes or no. It's in the top five. I only have five of them. You got to get three out of five right. Number one, the series finale of Cheers in 1993 is in the top five. Yes or BS?
I love Cheers so much. I'm going to say yes.
That is correct, Vinny. Wow. That was the second most all-time, let's see, second most finale, second
Wait a
most
minute.
Watched finale of all time with 84 million viewers.
It
in the
was?
US. Mm-hmm.
I can think of two others that I would have expected that beat it. And
maybe
there's only
they'll
one.
Be on here. Only one. It's the second most watched finale of all time.
Okay.
84 million viewers in the US. Next up, the two-part series finale of Dallas in 1991 is in the top five. Yes or BS?
I have to go BS on that one, Bob.
That is correct.
All right. It I only need to get one more.
It's the 12th most watched series finale. 33 million viewers. All right, here's the next one. The series finale of Seinfeld in 1998. Yes or BS?
That is in the top five, yes.
That is in the top five. Well, you've won the game, but I'm going to give you the last two.
Where
anyway.
Was that one?
That one was fourth with 76
okay,
million
Okay, because I was going to say, well, go ahead. Let me see if the number one comes up.
The series finale of Friends from 04.
Well, yeah, that has to be in there.
That is. It's number five with 53 million
right.
viewers. And finally, the series finale of The Fugitive.
No.
Yeah, it is.
In the top five?
It's number three.
The Fugitive.
78 million people tuned in for it back in 1967.
Oh, okay. It was, I just thought that was a movie. I thought MASH would be the number one series finale of all time.
Yes, it is, in fact, the number one series of all time. Yeah, I just didn't put it in there because I figured everybody knows.
But I would have guessed that Seinfeld was number two and Cheers would have come in at three.
So it's, let's see, MASH and then number two. Is Cheers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then number three is... I can't even figure this out. That's The Fugitive. Number four.
Everybody knows your name.
Is Seinfeld. I can't believe Seinfeld's number four.
That MASH song, every time I hear it, I could literally start crying.
What?
Yeah.
So we just need to
remember
that.
Should I not play that anymore?
Forever trying to drop Yuzette out of them.
Here they are, like, running, and people have died and they're going to help them, and it's just like
I think the name of this song is Suicide is Painless.
Is it really?
I think so.
It's just sometimes MASH is still on TV, the reruns. Sometimes I'll leave it on just to hear this song, and
you're right,
and they
Sarah.
Were funny.
Vinny. I actually watched this show a lot.
Yeah it was, you know, well, it was on. And we all had TVs
and we
no
only
TiVo.
Had three channels.
You are actually, I'm just going to pay you, and then we're even. Hold on.
Oh, because his
we forgave your debt.
Right, for your birthday.
Right.
There you go, buddy. Vinny. $5.
I'm giving that to Yuzette for a drink at the club today.
All right. I'm going to take it right now.
Come and get it.
I will take that money. Thank you.
Thank
your
you.
First drink's on me, honey.
Have a drink on me. Sammy Hagar, Rick Springfield, and many others are raising money to... I'm moving on to the next story. Sammy Hagar, Rick Springfield, and others are raising money to cure pediatric cancer.
Oh, okay.
This is tonight? Is this tonight? I think it's tonight.
I don't know.
It's at the Fillmore.
Is Sammy's annual...
Yes, Acoustic for a Cure.
Okay, cool.
This is at the Fillmore tonight at 8 o'clock. Joe Satriani, Nancy Wilson of Heart... and more.
Wow.
Doors open at 7. Tickets are $157 plus applicable charges.
I am writing our guy Alan Rosen from, but he's got to be involved with this,
sure.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Totally.
Well, if Satriani's there, aren't they friends?
Yeah,
they are.
This friends. Is to raise money to cure pediatric cancer. It's his 6th annual Acoustic for a Cure concert tonight at 8 at the Fillmore. That's very nice of you, Sammy.
Sounds great.
It does. Let's see here. I'm going to do this Britney story real quick just to sort of catch you up. We talked a lot about this last week about how she was committed and her to a facility.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to call it an institution.
Boy, she's out of breath.
That's the best one.
It is so bad.
Well, you know, she doesn't really have to sing it. She's got a track going.
Yeah, but she should like... work out.
Well, she's dancing. You know, she's doing moves during all that. You know, I'm sure that it's just really hard for her to,
for sure,
you know, sing and dance. And although Pink does it. Pink's on a trapeze doing just whirly burden up there. And she's singing. She's
yeah, what is your big thing about defending that? All about?
I feel bad for her.
Well, I do too. It sounds like she's not okay. And they keep pushing her out there onto the stage. And it's all about, clearly it's all about the family fortune. Because she doesn't appear to be okay.
Well, and she appears to have plenty of money, so it's not like she needs to do this.
Right.
So she is not going back to Vegas for another residency, not in the near future, and maybe never. TMZ, I guess, talked to her longtime manager, Larry Rudolph. He says, as the person who guides her career, based on the information I and all of the professionals who work with her are being told on a need-to-know basis... from what I've gathered, it's clear to me she should not be going back to Vegas, to this Vegas residency. Not in the near future and possibly never again.
Wow.
Let's see. He's obviously not involved in her conservatorship. That's her dad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, family-based. What they're saying, she is not in mental or physical shape to resume rehearsals for the series of shows which were supposed to kick off back in February. this Larry Rudolph, it says he's only given medical information that directly impacts Britney's career. He says Britney was 2/3 of the way through rehearsals for the reboot when her dad got ill late last year. By January, she'd sort of pulled out. Mm-hmm. As he put it, it was the perfect storm. We had to pull her show because her meds stopped working. She was distraught over her dad's illness. It was supposed to start February 13th, the latest run that she was doing. She actually did quite a long... The Domination? Was that what it was called?
At, like, I Planet don't Hollywood the name or something? Of the tour.
Was it? Yeah, I mean, just,
or,
you know, the
residency.
Yeah. But she made a ton of money.
A ton. Mm-hmm. And I can see why, if she's sitting there, even she was probably able to say, why am I pretending to sing and dance when I don't need money and I'm not okay?
Right.
Maybe it gave her sort of a purpose, you know?
Right. Well, people get bored and, you know, you're sitting around your house and you're like, oh, I should call someone for drugs. Mm. You know, maybe I should tour instead.
Yeah.
So I guess basically Larry Rudolph says it's always been up to her when she wanted to work and when she didn't. He said last summer when she wanted to tour, she called me every day. She was excited. She hasn't called me in months. Crickets. She clearly doesn't want to perform right now.
Poor Britney.
And as for the future, Larry Rudolph says, I don't want her to work again until she's ready physically, mentally, and passionately. If that time never comes again, it will never come again. I have no desire or ability to make her work again. I'm only here for her when she wants to work. And if she ever does want to work again, I'm here to tell her if it's a good idea or a bad idea. Mm. Mm. Kevin Federline, her ex-husband and father of her two kids, I think they're 12 and 13 years
old.
Yeah,
I think so.
She's been asking for, I guess, you know, she's been on a break. Of sorts. Mm-hmm. And she's been like, I want more time with them. I'm around
the
now
kids.
And I want more time.
Good
and he's
for her.
All, no, you can't have them right now. You need to pass some tests and get on your meds. And
yikes. Oh, yeah. I can see that
too. Look at Mr.
too.
Responsibility.
Yeah, I can see that too. I mean, if she upsets them when they're together,
yeah.
Then as a dad, you'd have to say, uh-uh.
I don't think it's a great idea.
I get that. Okay.
Well, hopefully it's not that there's money behind it. The more he keeps a kid, the more money he gets.
Yes, that's true. I mean, let's hope it's the kid's best
let's
interest.
Hope.
Yeah.
You know,
God.
You can only hope.
Right.
I hate when people leverage their kids.
Yeah. Papa Zow.
Whoa.
Popo Zow.
Popo Zow.
Popo Zow. Popo Zow.
Po, 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 po.
Popo Zow. Popo Zow.
Oh, man, that's a hit.
That is a hit.
Is she on that song like, Poppy Love You or something? Poppy Love You.
Britney?
I don't know about that.
That's a funny line that she did. Poppy Love You.
I've only heard you do it.
I know.
I'm telling you, I think I got it from her. And I think it's a really good impersonation of her, too.
Probably is.
No,
yeah,
that's me.
That's Sarah.
That's you.
Right.
That's all I've got right
Poppy.
Now. Let me look that up.
Yeah, see if you can find it.
Yuzi's a fan of calling people Poppy, right?
Yeah. Pop. Yeah.
Peepo. She calls Peepo Poppy. Peepo.
Call Sean Pop.
Peepo.
Pop. Never
Poppy. Never Poppy.
Never
yeah,
Poppy.
Oh, don't say
no,
never.
No, Papa. I was going to say I do call him Papa, and but I don't call him Poppy.
Oh.
Papa, love you.
Oh, you make it sound so gross.
I know.
You really do.
Papa, love you. You ever heard a person who has that vocal fry to the point where they're literally not making any other sounds?
Yeah.
Yes.
So funny. I'm sure I told you guys this. I was listening to some, like a woman speaking on some environmental thing or whatever on KCBS, and she's all... It's really important that we just make sure that the environment survives because
maybe
you know,
she's not okay.
No, she was fully. That's how she
maybe
talked.
She's a 2-pack-a-day smoker.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. I'm not sure. All I know is I really don't have any tone to my voice whatsoever. Anywho, I'm looking at the TV ratings for last week.
Why do you love that so much? Is that all the rich people you deal
everyone
with?
Everyone talks like that now.
It's the person doing it thinks they've got a level of sophistication
yes.
that is missing the entire world.
Yeah.
So we were just watching Paris Hilton in this room
yeah.
during the commercial break.
Oh, my God.
Break.
She's so dumb.
And she wants to do what Sarah's doing. But she...
She tries. But...
she can't get to that level.
She goes,
ridiculous.
Oh, my God, there's funniest things. They're asking her about Lindsay Lohan. Like, they say three nice things about Lindsay Lohan, and she can't. She
do
goes,
it. Do the three words.
Well, she's... beyond lame and embarrassing.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Those are the good things. Only three words. They're not nice words.
Yeah, they're three beyond, nice things.
Where was this?
Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen.
With Andy Cohen.
The audio is so stupid. We were just talking about how dumb she is. And they voted. The three of them voted. They're like, no, let's not play it. And I was like, yeah, it's just the worst audio. She's terrible.
She just can't get a thought out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try really hard, but it's hard for me to get a thought out. Did you find Poppy Love You?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, come on,
I don't.
Brent.
Does that exist?
Yeah.
I looked it up. I couldn't find any results.
It doesn't exist.
It does. But
it's Sarah's thing.
It's not.
She
just
loves
type
it.
Type in, just Google Britney Spears, Poppy Love
That's
You.
That's exactly what I Googled.
Yeah. Put it in Shazam.
What do you think? The guy can't Google?
Yeah, I was going to say. Wait, you need me to tell you how to Google stuff? Tell you how to do it.
How do you spell Is it U-M?
Just leave
Okay,
off
that's
of
what
it.
I did. Poppy Love You. Poppy with an I or a Y?
I have no idea.
I got to say it's
it
I.
It might be P-A-P-I.
Right. Yeah, P-A-P-I. Poppy.
All right, I'm on it right now. Okay,
yeah.
I got
make that happen.
Nothing.
I will still I've got a bunch of songs that I actually know, so it's not part of them. Poppy, hold on. I'll be back.
Did he just find a song called Poppy?
I think he just found it.
Oh my God. Hold on, I'll be right back. All right, in the meantime.
It's called P-A-P-I though.
Hold okay. The spelling's very important when you Google things. Survivor.
Yes.
Was number 11 last week. Just a hair out of the top 10. I always look. It's the first, like you hand me the TV ratings every week. I'm always like, where's Survivor? So it was number 11, 7.3 million viewers. Tonight is the season finale. This has been a good season.
I agree.
I'm dying to see what they do with these. I actually am surprised by how long they kept them in.
If you are the hostile lady who's been on the island. Reem. If you are Reem and you've been sitting on that island for over a month. Cooking in the sun
with nothing to do,
and you're not gonna make it. She's not gonna make it, right?
No.
So what comes of that?
I actually hope she makes it.
She should. She's paid the most dues, and she's even come around.
Yeah,
the hostility's actually been bled from her.
Uh huh.
Bleached
well,
from her. Burned from.
She's exhausted from sitting on that beach doing nothing all day. Yeah, I'm dying to see what happens.
Over a month. Zero things to eat but rice.
I know. And zero places to go except the
right there.
The driftwood that you're sitting on.
Oh.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
All right.
Play us out, buddy.
All right, here it is.
Love you. I told you, man.
Well, I spelled everything
Poppy
wrong. I spelled wrong. I spelled Poppy wrong. That's why it didn't pop up.
And give me it again. I want to hear that again.
It's a terrible song.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's Poppy Love You. Yeah, that sucks so bad. I didn't even remember it being that bad.
Wonder if that's
I just laughed so hard when I heard it. It never left my head.
You think that makes a live show? Can't.
No. Poppy Love You. Well, she could probably sing that one while she's dancing. All right, Vinny, what's coming up for the news?
Free sharks tattoos.
No.
After these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART today and get started on a new healthy you.
Okay.
855-JUMPSTART. Here's what's happening. Warriors won. Sharks play tonight. Mm. Actually, I might as well push this forward to the Sharks. As they play tonight, it looks like the San Jose Sharks want to give you a free Sharks tattoo.
Oh.
To show that you're a fan for life.
What? Is it just a sticker?
No, this is a real tattoo. They've partnered the first 80 fans who are 18 and up. to show up at three particular San Jose tattoo parlors on specific dates will have their choice of six sharks tattoos.
Wow. Would you do that? Would you take a free tattoo like that?
No.
I would go do that. One of the places mentioned here, State of Grace, is excellent. They have a really famous guy named Horitomo that does tattoos there, among others that are there. Mm. But I would absolutely do that. You wouldn't?
No.
Oh, right. Well, you don't have any.
I wouldn't.
Once you get them, then you're just like, what's the diff?
Mm. It's not that I wouldn't even want one. I just can't think of anything good. I'm certainly not going to get, your face on my butt or whatever.
Oh, please do that. I want that so bad.
I'd be your face as a tramp stamp. That'd be so funny.
It would be the best. Anyway, so today at Players Inc. in San Jose, Friday at Black Lagoon, and Tuesday the 21st at State of Grace, if you show up, I think there's a number of people that it's free, and then after that, they do them at a discounted rate.
Oh.
But it looks like they're going to be doing that all day, because I'm sure plenty of people will show.
Yeah.
Go late in the day when they've had a lot of practice on that one.
Oh, and they're doing the, at Avaya Stadium, they're having a screening of the Sharks
Is that
game.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right.
So, big night.
Yeah.
Go Sharks. Heavy rain expected today, and it looks like there's three storms coming our way. So it's not just today. Yay. It's this weekend and into next week.
Looks like it's raining right now, lightly.
It's wet down there.
Is it?
Let me check.
Oh, come on.
I'm looking out the window.
What'd you find out?
I see some rain.
It's coming down.
So it is wet down there.
Looks that way.
All right.
Nice, Sarah.
Thank you.
Well, you might as well report it,
sure,
right?
Yeah. Yep.
San Francisco, it looks like, is going to be the first city to ban facial recognition surveillance technology. I am reading a book where this is being used to track the guy they're after. And it's trippy because it's one of those... It's kind of a spy assassin thing.
What's the name of it?
It's one of the Gray Man novels. I don't even know which one I'm on.
Oh, I didn't even know about those.
You never heard about them?
No. Mm,
they're like a lot like Jack Reacher novels. They're
you
good.
Like them.
They're brainless, and they're, you're on a mission.
Oh, fun.
And so it's just easy.
Yeah.
But anyway, this stuff is interesting. I mean, we do know now that if you look at your phone, it can decide whether it's you or someone else, and it'll either let you in or not.
Well, but it really hurts my feelings when it won't let me in. Like, sometimes in the morning, it's like, no. Like, when
really?
I first... Yeah. I have to unlock it with a code, because I'm like, but it's me. And it's like, no.
If I smile too hard, it doesn't recognize me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think when it initialized my face...
You weren't smiling.
I wasn't smiling, so I have to like...
You try it with a smile.
Put a straight face. A big smile. Do a big smile.
Like that?
Yeah. Try it.
Boom, you're in.
I'm in.
In a first for a city in the United States, San Francisco has voted to ban its government agencies from using facial recognition technology. The Board of Supervisors voted 8-1 to approve a proposal set to take effect in a month that would bar city agencies, including law enforcement, from using the tool.
What do they say the problem is?
Well,
just that it's too invasive, too big brother. Like, what is it?
Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, if we go back to the case we just saw, what's that guy's name?
Robert Kraft,
where that search of the whorehouse where he was getting massages from, ended up being too wide. They looked at everybody in the process of looking for one thing.
Right.
And I think that's the issue, right? A bunch of naked ladies got looked at by dudes who were like,
Looking for a fugitive in a crowd, it seems like facial recognition that a computer could swiftly do might nail somebody. I don't know.
This is not an anti-technology policy.
Okay.
They say that many tools used by law enforcement are still important to the city's security, but facial recognition is uniquely dangerous and oppressive.
Oh.
That's the The ban comes amid broader debate over facial recognition, which can be used to rapidly identify people and has triggered new questions about civil liberties.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is kind of like spying. If a computer is watching you and basically can track your movements.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, is, you know, right. They're looking at all the people who went into a massage parlor.
Yeah. And they know your name.
And they're
and
looking
where you
at
live.
Them while their robes are off.
Yeah.
Oh, not that lady.
That's penile recognition.
But rewind that real quick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm so sure the detectives never chuckled at something or rewound anything.
Anyway, so that's something that's happening here in San Francisco.
Giggity.
It's not an anti-technology policy, but they're looking after your rights.
Well, thank you. I like it. It's fine.
Does he like it or he doesn't like it?
Doesn't like it.
Oh, he doesn't like it. Okay.
I think he doesn't like the surveillance thing.
Yeah. Facial recognition technology. FRT. That's what they call it in the biz, you know.
Just call it fart?
They call it fart.
Amazing. I'm glad they banned farts in San Francisco.
Me too.
The no, cops me. In.
Lock me up.
I'm going to lock you up. Don't do it again.
Oh, come on.
No more, Hooman.
Uh-oh.
The cops in Longwood, Florida got a call on Sunday night about a naked man at a park.
Uh-oh.
Don't be naked at a park, right?
Just don't be naked outside.
When they got there.
The colony. I mean, come on, people.
Come
they
on.
Found a 29-year-old guy named Jordan Anderson who was totally nude and shooting hoops.
Oh. Wow.
Shooting hoops.
According to the police report, when they asked him what he was doing, he said, quote, he was working on his basketball skills.
Yeah.
And they said, right, but where are your pants? He yeah. said, he feels like playing naked enhances his skill level.
Huh. Skills he'll never be able to use in a group of people.
He was arrested for indecent exposure.
Yeah. That's, I'm picturing a guy running around with, you know, dribbling and
that's
shooting and jumping and everything's waggling around.
Okay, well, something's wrong with this guy. So.
Oh, there's something wrong with him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can tell just by looking at him.
Yeah, well,
yep, he's been hit in the head. White, he's a white guy, very short hair. What did you say? He's like 30?
He's dizzy though, right?
He looks like he just got off a ride. He's about to barf, and one eye's going this way, and the other eye's going up and the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, I don't want to see him naked. I'm just going to go on record with that. I'm sure he's got mad basketball skills and some serious jiggling happening down there.
The interesting
there.
Thing about nudists, I can say this from experience, there's a very spot I used to surf that was known as a nude beach.
Mm-hmm.
And never once did a hot naked chick run by.
No, they're not there.
Always.
Old dudes.
Running by.
Mm-hmm.
Like, great.
Watch my stuff, Jostle.
I'm just trying to...
Yeah,
get my leash on and get into the water without being...
Wieners don't look good when you're running around, you know? It's best if they're just cupped in something, or, you know, like all held up, you know?
Never did Farrah Fawcett run by naked.
No, Bo Derek?
Never. No.
Cindy Crawford, did she run by?
Nope, not once.
Linda Evangelista?
All the time,
did she go running by? Kate Moss?
Your hairy uncle ran
oh,
by.
Oh, Drunkle Peter went by?
Drunkle Peter ran by.
That's what I picture. Mm-hmm.
A bunch of times, but yeah. Not once.
Jack Nicholson?
Halle Berry never ran by.
Oh.
Not once.
That's too bad. The guy with the oatmeal guy?
Yeah.
What's his name?
The Quaker Oats guy?
Yeah, the Quaker Oats guy. Go
what
run
is
by?
His name?
Does he have a name?
Something Winters?
Yes, Carl. Oh. No.
You know who I'm talking about,
yes,
though?
Yes, of course. Lee, oh, it starts with an L.
Lee Iacocca.
No, did not Lee Iacocca go running by?
Wilfred Brimley.
That's him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't start with an L.
Well, Wilfred.
Oh,
you got it, though, man. Way to pull it out.
And
you
that leads me to my next story. Four things that happen to your brain on less than 6 hours sleep.
Oh, let's hear it.
I'd do anything for
Dude,
six.
Dude, I
haven't seen
about
six.
2 hours of sleep last night.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. I just could not. I fell asleep, woke up, could not get back to sleep.
Oh.
Damn.
Me too.
All night long, up and down.
Oh,
I get a full six on a Friday or a Saturday, but... Every day during the week.
All right, tell us all our symptoms.
Here are the things that happen to you when you don't get a full six, at least 6 hours sleep.
All right, tell me.
You get distracted more easily.
Oh, yeah.
Your brain constantly looks for distractions to keep you awake, which makes it harder to focus.
Oh, how funny.
So it might seem like you're really prone to multitasking when really you just need more sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're more anxious.
You're not doing anything well.
A study at Berkeley.
Oh, Berkeley.
I wonder if your boy was in on this.
I don't think so. Maybe. I have no idea, though.
He's very smart. Our boy is doing well.
Yeah. I every time I hear a study out of Berkeley, I'm always like, oh, I wonder if Riley will be on one of those someday.
Yeah. A study at Berkeley had volunteers go a full night with no sleep, and afterward, their anxiety levels were 30% higher than normal.
Oh, wow.
For half of them, it was on par with having an anxiety disorder.
Oh, wow.
Not getting a full night's sleep. Mm. You have a shorter fuse. In a study last year, people who got an average of 4.5 hours sleep were more likely to be annoyed by little things, like a barking dog.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sometimes, like when they were cutting that tree down at my house, I just wanted to go out there and like, cut the tree down with them in it. Like, oh, my God, please. It's just the wood chipper's going. It's, like, right outside my window. I'm like, oh, my God. I can't get away from this thing all day long. I guess I didn't get a good night's sleep before
and
that.
And you're the people who do work at your house nonstop.
Yeah, you know.
And the neighbor wants to take a tree down, and you're like, oh screw you, Frank.
It was horrible.
You bastard.
Yeah, right. Jim.
Jim.
Jim and Kathy. I love them, actually. So they can do whatever they want. But, well, I mean, I didn't bitch at them, but in the house, I was like, oh, my God. Make it stop. When it finally turned off, it was like bliss. Mm.
I'd love to hear the argument when you go out there and say something and they're like, you spent 3 years on that backyard.
Dude.
And you're mad about our one tree?
I know. Not to mention that we totally redid the house before we moved into it. Yeah, they're good neighbors. I like that. They're solid. Every day when I pull in and they're having dog class in the cul-de-sac,
yeah.
I'm like, looks like fun, guys.
You take bigger risks. This is the last thing on the list.
You do?
Of things that you're...
Aren't you too anxious to do that?
Happen to your brain on less than 6 hours sleep. A study in 2017 had guys between 18 and 28 go a week on 5 hours sleep a night.
Oh.
And then they put them in a scenario where they got to go gamble.
Oh.
And they were much more likely to place high risk bets.
They're like, screw it. I'm just going to go to sleep tonight.
I already got a string of bleep it going through me. That's
I know.
A little.
You're
little
very extreme.
Thick.
That maybe that's why, Vinny. Because you never get any sleep.
Well, no. I mean, I already have that.
Mm.
And then when I don't have sleep,
it's exacerbated.
It's much easier to access.
I think
it.
I can make this light.
My bleep it vein is strong. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Leave Brittany alone, you bleep holes.
Papi, I love you. Papi.
This is funny. Hold on, let me get the... Okay. I saw my first bananas at large store driving to Stinson Beach on Saturday, and I got all excited and told everyone in the car, Sarah and Vinny get stuff from there.
Yeah, we do.
I was the only one excited.
Oh, well, yep, thanks for being... We're excited with you. Thanks for being excited.
Bananas at large.
Love bananas. Ding, ding.
They're the best.
Shame.
Whoa, wait a minute. The MASH theme song is called Suicide is Painless?
Yeah. Isn't that weird? I think there's a version of it with lyrics.
It does have lyrics. Someone else wrote that. The lyrics are awful.
Oh really?
Let me see if I can find it. I'll read it to you when I find it. 408 says,
Suicide is Painless.
Vinny hasn't bought a drink for a while. $5 barely covers the tip.
I was actually going to hand you the other dollar I had. I went to myself, that's not even going to get her a beer.
I'd check. I'd say I'll check my wallet for some more money for you, but I'm pretty sure there's nothing
there. There's nothing
there.
Yeah, I have no cash on me.
What a weird song.
Okay. Let's not. I don't want anyone to.
Oh, my God.
The gun cocking was Bryn. Don't. Oh, my God. Dude, that's awful.
What a horrible person.
You're a horrible person.
Sometimes you win and sometimes you don't. You can't win them all.
You lost that one, buddy.
Oh,
that was just mean.
Go to your room.
Yes, go to your room right now. Studio D.
After the movie review. After the movie.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, that's
the movies reviews is next.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.